Hey everyone, I'm Susan Campbell and you're listening to Unfiltered, a podcast where my team of marketing professionals share their thoughts on all things branding. You'll laugh, you'll learn, and hopefully walk away with new info about how to market your business. Enjoy.
Hey Anna.
Hey Jen.
Have you ever had a really bad day?
Like probably 20% of my time.
That's like 2 days a week. You have a really bad day 2 days a week?
All right. Maybe. Yeah, I have.
Okay. That's true. We do send each other the I hate myself bitmoji at least once a week.
You send me that.
Oh. You send the one where you're on the floor and like dying, where your gasoline tank's on E.
Yes.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Well, we've been talking a lot about how to come back from negativity online.
Yep.
And we just thought we would
brush your shoulders off.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means, Jen?
Yeah, I do know what brush your shoulders off. Just because I didn't. If you knew before this podcast that the 100.
Keeping it 100.
Thing was a deal, let me know. Because I thought it was just like a teacher's marking emoji. Like the checkbox. Not, next you're going to tell me the burrito means something more than a burrito. And I'm going to be like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, that's just.
You don't know about that?
Anyway.
Oh, man. Hey, wait. Before, I want to say something.
Yes, please do.
I'm really proud of you.
Why?
Because you got two new clients.
Oh, thanks. Big deals. Big growth here.
Yeah. I mean, it was a team effort.
It was.
McCoy.
Team
hard
McCoy.
Work.
Yep.
Campbell, the owner, Susan. I've never called her that in my life. Felt Campbell. Really weird.
We just sealed the deal with some really exciting people.
Not even in our state.
Nope.
Not even close.
Not even close. Travel.
Minnesota.
Yes. And I'm really excited about the opportunity because it's with industries that we know. So
absolutely.
We were able to kind of demonstrate our expertise in a way that was like, hey, we know what we're doing. And they were willing to bring us on board. Super exciting.
Yeah, I'm really proud of you. And it's always exciting Thanks. When we have new clients.
It is exciting. I love meeting new people and traveling. And
yeah.
Okay, so what we were going to talk about today was the trend that we see, unfortunately, online a lot is that the more you share, the more chances you are going to make somebody mad. Most of the time, you make people happy and you add to their life and you teach them something they didn't already know. But with so many millions of people out there, there are bigger chances that you're going to tick somebody off.
Absolutely.
And I myself have felt like I have not been on social media hardly at all because of all of that. Mm-hmm. And that reminded me of a client that I was working with for almost 2 years and they were not on social. And I was just really compelling them to think about getting on social media to talk to their customers and be a part of the conversation. And they were like a hard no because right. they did not want to open up the floodgates of negativity and negative comments or feedback or, you know, even a confused or disgruntled employee or customer, mm-hmm. they didn't want to give them that platform. So I just wanted to kind of talk about how we help clients combat that negativity right. and how it's way better to not respond and not be a part of that conversation than to redirect the conversation and make the client feel like, you know, their feelings are validated and you are a part of their conversation.
Right. Those are definitely fears that we hear from all of our clients. Yeah. And I think some of the ways that we've combat that is by letting them know the conversation is happening online, whether you're part of it or not.
Right.
So wouldn't you want to be part of that conversation? It's a cry for help sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's just angry people who just want to troll sites and
right.
just be negative and
right.
nothing will make them happy
no.
because they need like therapy or something.
Mm-hmm.
If someone says, I'm really frustrated, I had to wait for 30 minutes
with
in
service.
My doctor's office today, I'm really upset about that. When you are on Facebook or Twitter and they push that out, you can say, I am so sorry that happened to you today. That is not our normal practice.
Yep.
Please send us a direct message with your information and we will reach out to you quickly
yeah.
or our manager will be calling you.
Yeah.
It gives you an opportunity to turn that around and create someone who's loyal to your brand
yep.
because you acted so quickly.
One of my favorite social media stories, I've probably told you guys this, is the Chinette story that happened
yes.
to me on Twitter. It wasn't a negative situation, but it's just an example of if I were a disgruntled customer, they could have reacted the same way and it would have worked. But they had a commercial about being social and it made you think, oh, they're going to talk about social media. But really it was a family sitting down down for dinner and socializing with each other. And it was so cool. And it was really spoke to me. And I tweeted them and I said, I loved that commercial. It really made me feel good. They DM'd me and they asked me for my address. And they said, you know, we thank you so much for reaching out to us. And they sent me a huge box of their products. And they and the note said, hold your own social event. And it was cups, plates, napkins, and just really, really cool message. And I will always love them for that, just because it was so personal and they didn't have to do that.
And didn't you take a picture using it?
Oh, yeah. And then I took a picture of my family using all the products and I used their hashtag. So it was really a full circle thing. And I think that you could do that the same way if it were a negative situation.
Right.
So there are lots of things going on in the world today and there's a lot of sadness, but brands have the opportunity to turn that around and either help by donating something or making a message that makes people feel good or gives encouragement. So I just want to encourage people to not be afraid of social media and use it to add sunshine and
You can just focus on positive things.
Yeah. Don't be afraid of it.
Some topics that are great to stay away from if you want to be neutral are politics.
No.
Don't do it. Unless you're wanting to take a stand as a brand, whatever, more power to you. But especially for a lot of smaller companies we work for, that would be death for them.
It would be detrimental.
Yeah.
Other things, probably like the current events, I just would not. I would stay away from comments about current events. Unless it's a happy thing, you don't need to... You know, if you want to show or share support or stand by something.
Our thoughts are with the victims.
But if there is something going on an airline, just don't talk about it because it's just going to make people upset and something's going to be misconstrued.
Yeah. Unless you're a marketing company because we wrote a blog about it and we can do what we want.
Right.
Hey-o.
Make sure you know the complete background of the story before you spout off politics, religion, personal information. Right. That's probably not all good. You know, severed heads, not a good idea.
Not a great idea, no. Kathy Griffin.
No. Gosh darn it, Kathy.
Okay, so that's a good little segue. How about when we come back, we talk about how do you repair your integrity? How do you repair your brand? How do you repair your life when deciding to take a bold move like Kathy Griffin did and now trying to come back from it?
Yep.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Lisa, and I am the content manager at SJC Marketing, and I would like to invite you to come and read our blogs. We have a wide variety of topics and information in the marketing world for you, from writing blogs, social media trends, to website design, graphic design. We have it all, and we are a lot of fun. So come read our blogs at sjc.marketing/blog.
Something's going on in your industry, in your company, in the world that's negative and you need to talk about it, but you don't really want to, or you're going to risk, you know, ticking your grandma off at the dinner table. Just don't do it. Instead of, you know, asking outright, does anybody have any complaints? Which is probably not a good idea. But if you were to start like a helpline hashtag, that way you can be a part of the conversation. So if you have... You have a feeling that people want to talk to you or want to ask questions. Say, start a hashtag like Dear So-and-So.
Yes.
And that's your hashtag. That way, you know, when people use that hashtag, they are using it because they want to talk directly to you. That is a great way for you to invite feedback, but also have control of where it is. And you can immediately know that it's being talked about. You can search for it.
I wish people could see your hand motions right now because it's very helpful.
I do that.
I understand you so much more.
Do that. Okay. Well, when I was wearing...
I'm not being sarcastic.
I know. I'm thanking you for that comment. That was very sweet of you. If I were wearing a better shirt, I would let you videotape me, but I am not. I'm having a fashion faux pas day today.
She is not. She looks so cute. She's got a top knot. She's adorbs.
I do have a top knot because it's the only way I can wear my hair nowadays. Anyway, if you want to welcome feedback and you're okay with not all that feedback being 100%, what was it?
No,
we're being not. 100, then you just use a hashtag, invite people to DM you, ask for their number, so that you can call them and discuss it in person. Like, don't be afraid of social media just because you're afraid somebody's going to get on there and just lay into you. Yeah. You can be a part of the conversation, give them other ways to communicate with you, and you can come back from that.
Right.
Unless you're Gilbert Godfrey or Kathy Griffin, then you cannot. you should just go do Barbados and
Well, let's talk about that for a second, which I know it doesn't seem like new news by the time you hear this podcast, because that was like probably a month ago. But Kathy Griffin didn't just like lay low. So when the video came out with Trump and Billy Bush and the stuff that they said and, you know, the locker room talk, whatever, Billy Bush got fired and he kind of went into hiding.
Yeah.
And just recently, he released an article, I totally forget who it was with, like maybe the New York Times or something, where he finally opened up and kind of told his side of the story and was not even trying to like defend the fact that that happened. But he was like, it was a long time ago. I was new to the scene, you know, the entertainment scene, and I was probably trying to impress him. And he's like, today, Billy Bush would have shut that down instantly. But of course, I was, you know, he was a big celebrity and a big billionaire businessman.
12 years ago.
Yeah. But he didn't immediately have a press conference, Kathy Griffin, and try to like talk about how his life is now ruined because of Trump and blah, 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 blah. He took the time off. I'm sure he got a lovely severance package that allowed him to do that. Spent time with his family. He started getting into like yoga and meditation and just kind of rethinking life. But he's not letting it defeat him.
Right.
You know, it's kind of made him look inwardly at what he wants to do with his career. And he's going to try to fight to come back. But I think the way that that's handled versus someone going on there and
playing the victim
when, let's face it, no matter what side of the politic world you're on, it was pretty awful.
Yeah.
And people say awful things every day about politicians. But obviously that was kind of too far. And she, I mean, we talked about her apology tweet video. Oh, it was horribly disingenuous. It was rolled your eyes like three times when you were apologizing. Yeah. And you said, and Kathy Griffin, not wearing makeup in your video does not make you look more sincere.
Right. No. Everybody has those bags under their eyes and those wrinkles and...
And then the second that he came back, knowing he would on Twitter, she then holds a press conference and starts bawling about how her life is ruined because she got fired, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, like in regards to Billy Bush, if I were held responsible for the things I did and said 12 years ago, I'd be in trouble too. And we just talked about how you shouldn't get into politics, and here we are talking about it. But it's really just whatever topic. If you did something and you messed up, you address it and you find a way for people to feel comfortable talking to you about it in a good, constructive way.
Right.
Kathy Griffin, probably not the best.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, and here's the other thing. On social media, if you've created brand advocates, the greatest thing that can happen is them going to bat for you.
Yes, for sure.
I used to work for a healthcare organization who had a lot of followers, and someone would complain on their Facebook, and they would have 10 people that would come behind them and say, no, that's not accurate.
So
I don't
important.
Think you're telling the truth, or that shouldn't have happened to you. I'm sure they'll make it right. And you don't even... have to enter the conversation at that point.
That's a good point. Always make sure that you're making your loyal your loyal followers and customers a priority and not paying so much more attention to negativity.
Right. Which means you have to keep them engaged. Yep. You have to keep fresh content out there.
Thank them for comments, encourage feedback, give them things to come back for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's definitely reasons to be on social media.
Yeah.
There are obviously reasons to not be, but as a brand, you really don't have a choice but to be present.
Right.
Because that's where conversations are happening. That's where people are looking for information. That's where you can now sell your services or goods. You know, it's just you have to be there. Stop avoiding it. But if you feel uncomfortable, hire someone like us, shameless plug, that can help manage it for you, because we're doing it for clients day in and day out. And we know how to navigate all of those situations.
Yeah.
And we get you very involved with the whole situation.
Mm-hmm. So, and we do that for clients. We foresee those things and we come up with responses beforehand, before they even come up, just so that we have an instant reaction, whether it be we thank you for your feedback, someone will be in touch with you. That's all it takes for somebody to feel like they're validated in their feelings and stops them from potentially making more comments that are unnecessary. Whatever the conversation is that's going on, don't be afraid to be a part of it. Just really think about the message that you're sending before you, you know, start sending the message. So
for sure.
Anyway, I just thought that was a good topic to go over, because there's so much potential for things to go right, but that also means there's some things that could go wrong. And just be prepared, be genuine, be consistent in your positive messages, and you can always mend bridges, I think, with good messages.
But if you just focus on the positive side, hopefully none of that stuff even comes your way.
And if you're having a bad day, get off Facebook and get on Instagram or Snapchat. Yeah, for sure.
You know what? Even though we talk about being unfiltered, definitely be filtered on social media.
Yeah. Filter yourself a little bit.
All right, guys. We will catch you on the flip side.
Yes. Tweet us at
MarketingSJC
to tell us what your favorite brand is to follow on social media. Ours is Wendy's on Twitter. Follow them. It's hilarious. So yeah, we want to know who you're following, who makes you smile, and who you think is doing a good job on.
Someone said in our team meeting last week that Ryan Reynolds is where it's at.
Oh, yes. Everything Ryan Reynolds. Instagram him immediately. Okay, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Continue today's topic with us by tweeting your thoughts to Marketing SJC or visit our website, sjc.marketing.